Okay, the first thing I want to discuss with you is a short idea relating to the siyum of Masechta Berachos. How many of you, does everyone learn that? You learn Daf Yomi? Anyone here learn Daf Yomi? Okay, you don't have to learn Daf Yomi, but the Daf Yomi relates, I want to say over an idea that ties the Daf Yomi to in Yoni Diyoyma of Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. One of the mitzvahs hayoim of Shmini Atzeret of Chol HaMoed is Nisuch HaMai, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It's Gemara Masechta Sukkah. We all know the Gemara very well, that during the days of Sukkot, this is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, they would go to the Shisin, they would go to the Shiloyach, to the spring that flowed through Yerushalayim. They would draw water, and they would take this water and bring it to the top of the Mizbeach and pour water on top of the Mizbeach in a certain basin. And this water went all the way down into the Shisin. This was a ceremony called Nisach HaMayim. Nowhere is this mentioned explicitly in the Torah. It's not mentioned anywhere. It's a Halir Muslim, but it is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that this shall be done. There is much discussion as to when it was done. Was it done all of the days of Chol HaMoed? Was it only done one day Chol HaMoed? Was it only done on Shmini Atzeres? There is such an opinion that it was only done on Shmini Atzeres. It's a fasting Chiddush. That's not very common. That's not a common idea that we are familiar with. But I think it's brought down in the Yerushalmi. But I think we pretty much are under the understanding that it was done during the days of Chol HaMoed, from the second day through Hoshanah Rabbah, the night of Hoshanah Rabbah, the night before. Every single day, water would be drawn from the Shiloach. It would be brought to the top of the Mizbeach, be poured in the Mizbeach, and then there would be a all-night celebration, all-day, all-night celebration, where they would juggle, and they would light massive bonfires so people can see. Men would come, women would come, the Zakenim would perform, would dance, and the Hamoinam would watch the Talmidei Chachamim dance, and Misham Shoyavim Ruach HaKodesh. The simcha was so great, they would draw Ruach HaKodesh. And the question is... that's what I want to discuss with you. What is the significance? So there are many interpretations. The Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim, the most popular idea, I believe, is that when Hashem created the world, Hashem separated the Mayim Elyonim from the Mayim Tachtonim. And when we take the water from the Shiloach and we pour it on the Mizbeach, what we're really doing is we are reuniting. We're taking the Mayim Tachtonim and we're bringing it to the Mizbeach, the place where the Shechina rests, and we're reuniting the Elyonim with the Tachtonim. Something along those lines. But I want to present with you a different idea, another idea. I remember hearing this idea. If I'm not mistaken, it's in the name of Rav Chutner. But I believe others say this similar idea. Could be it's the Maral. Maybe Rav Michal will tell me where it comes from. The idea is, when we pour water on the Mizbeach, what we are really doing is reenacting the creation of man. The Chumash, beginning of Chumash Bereishis, Parsh Bereish, we learn about the creation of man. How did Hashem create Adam HaRishon? It says in the Pasuk, it says in the Midrashim supplement, the Pasuk, Hashem took Afar min ho'adama, earth min ho'adama, from the ground. He mixed it with water, two ingredients, and vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. He made a clay, made a mold. He took earth, water, made a mold, made a human being into a golem, and then he blew the life, ruach nishmas chayim be'apav, into his nostrils, and this golem, which is made from water and earth, became alive. There is a Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis and explains, what does it mean Hashem took Afar min ho'adama? What is the meaning of the word ho'adama? I believe Rashi gives two interpretations. One interpretation is Adama means Hashem took earth from all over the world. Right. Took a particle of earth from America, a particle from China, from Russia, from Australia, from Africa. Why? Because Hashem knew men would one day die. There would be a chet egel, and the earth, men would be buried in the earth. Hashem wanted the earth to accept the body. if man was only created from the earth of Eretz Yisrael, and man would die in Australia, Australia would not be willing to accept the body, because it's foreign matter. We know that the body does not, just like the body, does not tolerate foreign matter. If there's a splinter in your skin, eventually that splinter's going to come out. The body is going to do everything it can. Sometimes it's not powerful enough to get rid of foreign matter. The earth will not be willing to tolerate foreign matter. It will expel. The body will not settle well in the earth. In order that the earth should accept man, no matter where man dies, Hashem took earth for all from all over the world. That's one interpretation. The second interpretation is Hashem took earth from the Adama, from the same earth where the Mizbeach would one day be built. Because the Mizbeach is called the Mizbach Adama Taseli. Why did Hashem create man from the same earth from which the Mizbeach would be built? Because Hashem saw man has a tendency to sin. Man is molechet, and man needs kapara. So Hashem said, I'll create man from the earth of the Mizbeach. It will always serve as atonement for man's sin. Since the earth, the clay of man is from the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach represents forgiveness, we bring korbanos to achieve atonement. Halavai, man will be able to survive in this world despite his many sins, because he comes from earth, which is the source, is meant for atonement. What do we do on Nisach HaMayim? Let's focus on the second interpretation. We take water from the Shiloyach, and we pour this water on the Mizbeach. We're taking the same two ingredients, the Adama, the Ofar Minu Adama, and we're mixing it with water. We're recreating man. After the Yomim Noiron, after Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, the creation of man, and after Yom HaKippur, when man gets Kapara, man is new, it's fresh, brand new man, a new man. We recreate man. But there's a third ingredient. The third ingredient is Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. Here is where the Simchas Beis HaShoev, the Simchas, they would sing, would dance, play musical instruments. They brought themselves to a high level of Simcha, Vayisach Sameach, and when there's Simcha, there's Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Simcha of the Ruach HaKodesh of watching the Gedolei Yisrael dance and teach Klal Yisrael Simcha, brought Ruach HaKodesh. That Ruach HaKodesh represents the third ingredient, Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chayim. All three ingredients. So what's happening really during the time of Chol HaMoed, Simchas Beis HaShoev, is it's after Rosh Hashanah, it's after Yom Kippur, man has been recreated, man has been forgiven for his sins, it's like a new version of man, a version two. New version, we're going to recreate man. All the ingredients come together. The Mayim, the Adama, and the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, this Shabbos we lay in Megillas Koheles. Anyone here lay from Klaf? Anyone lay from Klaf? If you lay from Klaf, I'm going to ask you if you lay with the Bracha. If you lay with the Bracha, I'm going to ask you if you lay with a Shechianu. Three things. You can lay from Chumash, you lay with from Klaf. And even if you lay from Klaf, this machlek is, do you make a Bracha? If you make a Bracha, do you make also Shechianu? Okay, not for now. But what's the end of Sefer Koheles? What's the climax? Very long Megillah. Soif Dovar HaKol Nishma Es Elokim Yirah V'es Mitzvosav Shemar Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. So I saw once in a sefer. This is said over. This is a popular idea. Let's say you have a person. You have a good person, a hardworking person, but he has no Yirah Shemayim. Then you have another person. He's a good person. He's a Yirah Shemayim. He's a Yirah Shemayim. So what would an observer say? We have two people. We have an Adam Aleph, Adam Beis. Adam Aleph is like it's a mahudar. You buy an esrog. There's a $35 esrog and there's a $100 esrog. The person that doesn't have Yirah Shemayim, no, it's a good esrog. It's a kosher asra. It doesn't have the milas, the blitoitz, doesn't have the symmetry, doesn't have in the giddel. It's a person is just missing the mila of Yirah Shamai. The other person who has Yirah Shamai, this is the $100 asterisk. It's a good asterisk and it has all the milas. It's a mistake. If a person doesn't have Yirah Shamai, he's not a person. The esrog that doesn't have the Yirah Shamayim, it's a lemon. It's an apple. It's not even a lemon. It's an apple. It's a nothing. It's not a person. How do you know this? That's not Yirah Shamayim is not just a mila. How do you know this? You know this from the pasuk in Koheles. Soif davar kolosh es lekim yirav yes mitzasav shmar kizeh kol ha'adam. This is the whole person. Yirah Shamayim is not just a mila. It's not that you have an Adam, and in the Adam there are better types of people and there are people that are not as good. Kizeh, this is the essence of man. Kizeh kol ha'adam. Yirah Shamayim makes you into an Adam, the essence of man. What do we do on Simchas Beis HaShoeva? We recreate man. Right, the three ingredients: earth, mayim, ruach, nishmas chayim, ruach hakodesh. We're creating man. What are we creating? What are we creating, man? What do we do? What is man? What is man? Man is es ho'elokim yira. The essence of man is yira shemayim. What is Masechet Brachos all about? Brachos. It's Birchas Kriya Shema, Birchas Hanenin, Birchas Hamozen, Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Val Habayis, at the end of the Masechta. It's all about brachas. What's the purpose of brachas? Mo Hashem Eloikecha Doireish Me'imach Kiyim Liyiri Oisai. And what a Chazal Darshan from this pasuk, Mo Hashem Eloikecha Doireish Me'imach Me'ya. A person, the way a person can come to gain Yirah Shamayim is by making brachos, mea brachos. If a person every day says 100 brachos, 100 times during the day you think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, that will bring Yirah Shamayim. So the point I want to say is that it's not a coincidence that Klal Yisrael is Masayim Masech the brachos on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is the time of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Simchas Beis HaShoeva is the recreation of man. The essence of man is Yirah Shamayim, Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. And the only way a person can come to be the Kol HaAdam of the Yirah Shamayim is Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. Mea brachos. Only through learning, only through focusing on inyanim of brachos, being mevorech Hashem, being makir, Hashem is the source of all bracha, that's where we can come to gain the theme of Yirah Shamayim. Okay, that's one idea. Another short idea. Shalom Aleichem. Another short idea relating to the siyum. The mea. What is Nisach HaMayim? What do we do on Chol HaMoed, as we just mentioned? We focus on Nisach HaMayim. It's very interesting that Mayim, all of the different things, all the different liquids, all different foods, is the least choshev. Think about it. Bread, you make HaMoitzi, a special bracha. On all the different types of fruits, you make different brachos. Even on liquids, Yayin, wine. Why do you make a Bar Pri HaGofen? Shemen, the Gemara talks about the special milus of Shemen. If you smell Shemen, Shemen Artseinu, you make a Boy Pri Eitz in certain situations. And then there's the Brach of Shahakol. Everything that you have pleasure from that does not fit into one of the categories, you make a Shahakol. The only time you don't make a Brach at all is water. If you drink water for thirst, because you're thirsty, you make a bracha. But if you're not drinking water for thirst, does he go to a doctor's office to tell you you have to take a certain pill? So before you go take the pill, they tell you to drink something. Not because you're thirsty, just they want you to be hydrated before. Do you make a bracha? You drink down a cup of water? No, you don't make a bracha. You don't. How can you not make a bracha? But it's mayim. Mayim is not choshev enough to make a bracha unless it's flavored, or unless you drink it because you're thirsty. So look what's going on. We learn for 64 days. How many daf? 64, right? 60. The last time, 6 samachay. It's short daf, samachay. So samatal, 64 days, south daf is. So you learn for 64 days, mesach the brachas, all different types of brachas. And now, what are you misami? Simon cholamoid. Cholamoid, what's the mitzvah hayoim? Mayim. From all the different things that you have in this world, the thing that doesn't get a bracha, the only thing that doesn't get a bracha, zero bracha, is mayim. Haloi davar. Isn't this something that is very, very bizarre? The answer is that really true? What is mayim? Okay, there's mayim, it's regular water. But mayim also represents hoi kol tzamei, Mayim also represents Torah. And what is the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta? There are only two brachos that are daraisa. Berachos HaMazon and Berachos HaTorah. The Gemara has different drashas, the Makar for Berachos HaTorah. To make a morning before you learn, this is a bracha de oraisa. And not only is a bracha, it's more choshuv than Mazon, because you make the bracha before. When it comes to Berachos HaMazon, you only can appreciate the food via chalta v'savata. But when it comes to Torah, Torah is on a higher level. That's a discussion in and of itself. But the bracha is over la'asiyasa. Think about it. When it comes to Berachos HaMazon, you make the bracha, steraisa. But it's achar hamaisa. Comes to Torah, there's a bracha de'oraisa. It's the bracha min ha'Torah. And you make the bracha before you learn. You're mechuyav to make the bracha. So look at the extremes. You have mayim. On the one hand, mayim, physical water, is the least choshev in the oilam of bracha. The least choshev. It's no bracha in the whole world of minena from oilam hazeh. But on the other hand, when you interpret mayim to mean Torah, called tzamei l'chula mayim, there is nothing more choshev. It is the only bracha in the Torah that's deraisa, where you make the bracha before. Birchas HaMazon is the only other bracha that you make a bracha, but doesn't come to Birchas HaTorah, where it's made after, when it's all over. Here you make the bracha in advance. This really is a mashal for Limud HaTorah. The Gemara says, Limud HaTorah, you don't have to learn. If you say Kriya Shema, Yotza. You dive in the morning, Shachar, Shema, Yisrael, Shem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad, Yotza. The whole day, you can go by a whole day. You don't have to learn. You don't have to open up a sefer. In Yotze, but if those that are machshiv Torah, it's a whole different world. Spend time learning Torah, it changes their day. It's a whole different life. So it's all based on what you make out of it. If you want, you can mayim. No, mayim is physical water. It's nothing. Zero. But if mayim to you is Torah, there's nothing more chashev in the world. It's a whole different life, a whole different world. People who spend time learning, like people here, you come to the kollel, learn daf yomi, it shows which extreme you attach yourself to. You don't attach yourself to the mundane mayim, where you can exempt yourself with nothing, but you attach yourself to the other extreme, where mayim is the most important choshev thing in the world. And I think that's the very big Musar Haskel of why you misayim misach the brachas. And it happens to be that you misayim misach the brachas on a sukkis, because what do they do with this mayim? It's exactly what they did with this mayim. They took water, which is nothing, which is from the entire world, is zero of zero. You don't make a bracha. The proof is you don't make a bracha. Mishom shoyavim ruach hakodesh. They elevated the water to the highest madrega, because when they poured the water on the mizbeach, they weren't looking at it, that they were just taking water. We're looking, kihen chayenu v'orech yameinu, the water represents Torah. Simchas Torah, everything is building up to a hakafas, the Simchas Torah. It represents Torah, and if it's Torah, Ruach HaKodesh. It's a whole different world. A whole different world, and someone that's not, doesn't relate to this with no clue, would never come to understand what's taking place. Okay, so that is the second idea relating to the theme of Masechta Brachos on